Coming to another book by Prabhupada, and this is Constitution for Living. I'm not sure if we have both of these are, there's PDFs online of his teachings. And, he's certainly Thailand's most revered scholar and very pure-hearted being. We've got a picture of him up in our office just because he's this cherubic look to him. It's really, really delightful. Okay, this is 1 who desires progress and success in life, be it in the field of education, occupation, or livelihood, is advised to abide by the following principles. And this is a set of teachings called the Principles of Growth. And to practice according to the teachings that guide life to prosperity and eminence, known as the Four Chakra, conditions likened to the four wheels that carry a vehicle to its destination. So that it's something that we rely on for taking us to where we want to go. And where we want to go, of course, is happiness, well-being, security, peace, all these things. And the first being choosing a suitable environment. So to choose a suitable location in which to live, study, or work, where there are people and an environment conducive to learning and betterment in life, to the pursuit of the truth, virtue, and knowledge, and the generation of goodness and prosperity. Second quality is associating with good people. To seek association or alliance with people who are learned and virtuous and who will support one's pursuit of the truth, virtue, and knowledge, and one's advancement and growth in a rightful way. Third is establishing oneself rightly, to establish oneself firmly in virtue and a right way of life, to establish a clear and virtuous goal for one's life and work, and set oneself resolutely and firmly on the right path to that goal, not wavering or being negligent. And the last one is called having a good, quote-unquote, capital foundation. And one portion of this capital foundation, economic resources, one portion of this capital foundation comprises innate qualities such as intelligence, aptitude, and a healthy body. The other is, on the basis of that foundation, knowing how to rectify or improve oneself, to seek further knowledge, to strengthen good qualities, and to train oneself in preparation for when these qualities are needed, to be ready to welcome success, to bring about welfare and happiness, and to advance to even greater heights. So that's just having as general pursuit. So those are actually four qualities that are in the discourse of the highest blessings, the Mangala Sutta. Laying those kind of conditions that are kind of general principles, but they're useful to keep in mind because you need the props. That's really helpful to have these different various supportive conditions.